listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have her ringer nor her ring on last night.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Tuesday season finale. Game of Thrones, Dem Thrones review. And one day removed from the United States kicking Ghana's ass. All of in there. USA. USA. You say Ghana, I say gonorrhea.
Oh Lord, that's not the same, honey. That's not the same.
Not gonna make it to the next round. How about that? in all seriousness,
someone who's probably never watched a soccer game in his life is a little bit too hyped.
I saw at least 10 minutes of soccer last night.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I seen one game over the weekend. I didn't know who it was, but somebody was losing 3-0, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but this is ass whooping in soccer.
Yeah. Y'all are official experts, actually, at this point. Yes. Y'all can start doing think pieces and everything about the sport.
And they better not hate on us either, because I don't want to hear them talking no shit. We'll stop sending that woman from Family Ties or Different Strokes or Facts of Life over there.
Yeah.
Okay, Ghana. We have guests, as you guys can hear. Of course, the first voice that you heard is... Nina Perez from Project Fandom Podcast and ProjectFandom.com. What's going on, Nina? How you doing?
I'm really, really good, even though you made me rap again.
Well, you know what? You did a good job getting better every time. A lot of basketball players don't like running suicides their first day, but by the time you're done, you learn to appreciate the suicides.
Okay.
Oh, no. I've never appreciated a suicide.
No, you learn. You learn. You appreciate them in the fourth quarter when the AC is off. And you start cramping up, but you're able to finish the game. Speaking of cramping my style, we got my man J Trill, a.k.a. J Treasy, a.k.a. Justin. What's up, man?
Hello, everybody.
It's glad to have you in the house again, man.
Always happy to be here. My home away from home.
Yeah. This is the saddest time of year for me, actually, because... Game of Thrones is over. NBA season is over.
Right.
And
most of all the shows ended.
Yeah. So it's just like the dog days of summer, man. Baseball and soccer. That's all we got left.
And NASCAR. Yeah. And golf. I don't watch none of them.
How about them Yankees?
I just need athletes to start doing stuff off the field that is life altering and terrible decision making. That's what keeps me interested.
And they will. It don't wait.
Thank God for football players.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, yes. A DUI. Yes. What is this?
Donald Sterling was just a few months too early.
Just a few months. Just a few months. Why couldn't he have done that shit in like May? Anyway, guys, this is the Blackout Tips podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. Just put in the Blackout Tips in all those places. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, and we promise to read them on the show, regardless of content. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
An unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And Justin didn't say it. Bullet ball extreme. Surprise, Justin, you fell off. What?
Just, it's not extreme anymore. You don't play the video like you used to. It's just not the same.
You know what? If Nina wasn't here, I'd do the entire fucking video again.
Right? Just to catch people up.
I just don't want to waste her time. Not to mention, at 8:15 tonight, we're going to be on the spotlight for Spreecast.
Woo-hoo!
They'll be interviewing Karen and I about working with Spreecast and the Blackout Tips and all that great stuff and all you lovely listeners and live podcast listeners who come in the chat room and all that stuff. We're talking about y'all racist asses, so that'll be cool. You guys should come around. Just try to act right in that chat room and don't embarrass us.
Don't embarrass us.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said anything.
Right. What is
now they're going to embarrass you.
All right. What's your favorite part of Spreecast? Coon Lips. What? Get out of here, Leonard Brothers. Go. But you can also do stuff like go to the website, become a premium listener, leave comments. We have emails about Dem Thrones this week, a lot of them, actually. There's a bunch of ways to be interactive with the show. And we're thankful for everybody that takes time out to do that. Let's get started. First of all, the name of tonight's episode or last night's episode, whatever, was The Children. So it was, you know, about these children that lived in the woods and shit. Yeah, it was called The Children. So, you know, going into it, I don't feel like there was any spoilers in the title. Like people have been saying all season, there's spoilers in the titles and stuff. And I've been avoiding them, but, in hindsight, there weren't a lot of spoilers in my opinion. I think one was like The Mountain versus the Viper and that was it.
Yeah.
And honestly, you kind of knew that was coming because they set that up the whole season.
Right.
I just realized I don't even have my live tweet page up. That is a huge mistake.
So you are failing us, sir.
Yeah. Basically we start off with my man right where we left, actually. One of the few times. Like normally them thrones will like skip around to the next, you know, protagonist or the next important thing. And this time they were actually like, no, we're just gonna go right to Jon Snow walking through the forest.
I was surprised they picked up too. I was like, well, goddamn, they just picked up right where they left off. I like this.
Yeah, and I didn't find out until, you know, just recently, but some people didn't like episode 9. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with them.
Because people, they complained because they wanted to know exactly, you know, the outcome of the trial by combat and what that meant for Tyrion. But that episode was so fucking good. I don't know how you could complain about it.
It was a change of pace. To me, it would be like complaining about the Fly episode of Breaking Bad. Like, but I want to know. It's like, yeah, but here's this really cool, like, one set piece, one plot thread thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, this, it determines a lot of stuff, and they're not flinching away from it. You know, I kind of like the change of pace, and, yeah, I didn't find out till today that some assholes were like, I don't like that.
I'm glad I don't follow those people.
I was going to say, are these the people that do their research prior to just enjoying the show? Like, they go out and they want to know everything about a movie, everything about this show. Really? Then want to go watch it. And it's like, no, let me watch it and then go back and find out some details, some things maybe I didn't notice or miss.
So it would be fun to me.
I don't know if it's that because there's people who read the books that didn't have a problem with it. And I would say people that read the books are probably the most, like, know the most of the details.
Mm-hmm. No disrespect.
Yeah, a lot of people enjoyed it, man. I thought it was a good change of pace, man. Mm-hmm. Like I said, when I started reading, but I think that's the thing now. Something is popular, then people have to, like, harp on it because that's how you get the most clicks. Like, the articles going, wow, what a great season, are not going to get more clicks than the, these are the 10 things that Game of Thrones fucked up, so...
I read one of those today, and it was awful. Oh, I had to stop, like, halfway through.
Shame on you, Nina.
I don't even pay them no attention.
You know what it is. People send them to you. Like, someone sent me, like, two of these today. It was like, I can't wait for you to talk about it on the show. I was like, I'm not reading this shit. This is fucking stupid. This person is wrong. I can tell by the headline. I didn't like Game of Thrones. All right, then.
Wrong.
Yeah. In the preview, like, they've been doing a good job lately of, in the preview, they show stuff that's pertinent to this season, like to this episode's happening. And they show my man Zartan, the faceless man that can kill people. I forget his real name.
Oh, Jaqen H'ghar.
Jaqen H'ghar? That's how you say it? Okay. That dude was like, you know, he was like, here's your get out of jail free card or your token or whatever. When you see a man from Bravos, just tell him Valgor. And he'll be like, oh, okay, I'll do whatever you want. So, I was like, I guess that's gonna tie into it. I was hoping to see him again. We didn't get to see him this time, but, you know, it's cool. I also noticed that the tree that Bran touched a few episodes back, the face in it looked kind of like a Decepticon face from the old Transformers.
And I'm glad we found out that the tree is real and it wasn't some long acid trip they've been having since the beginning of it. I was like, oh, fuck, it's real good.
I was so worried that it was going to be like a metaphorical tree dream or some shit and I was going to be mad, but no, it was a real tree. Melisandre, they showed her in the preview telling Stannis that only he could stop the march on the wall. And so my man Stannis did show up, man, which I was hoping for. Let's get started. Jon Snow's walking through the tree forest, like he was going to get some cigarettes. With no sword or nothing. I don't know why he wasn't And then, like, niggas was, like, coming out of the woods following him, like, the kids in Rocky when he went jogging and shit. And it's, like, real sketchy looking. And he seemed pretty cool about the whole thing. Just like, let me go talk to Mans.
And, I think for me, and Jon Snow was walking through them bodies like somebody walking out the hood. It was dead bodies everywhere. He was like, let me walk past all these dead folks that got killed by the crack.
I would have turned around.
You see the giant. That was the best part, I think. The dead giant with all the crows over it.
Yes.
I would have turned around. I would have turned around and went back and knocked on the door. Like, let me back in. I changed my mind. Sam, I know you still there.
Yeah. So he took that walk. Didn't even have a sword.
Mm-mm.
Walked right into the heart of the enemy camp. Man showed up. Man was mad. So I see you got that black back on, cuz. What set you claim? And he was like, I always claim the Ravens, cuz you knew that I'm a crow. And he was like, what about them vows though, player? When I was hoping you was on our side, my trust in nature got the best of me. It wasn't the first time. And he said, what about that loyalty you pledge? And he said, well, I pledge loyalty to, you know, the crows first, playboy. So hold up, I was loyal, and my leader told me to kill him and infiltrate y'all niggas. So that's what I did. And Mance is like, word, what about them other vows? Like, with your dick. What about that? And he was like, why you bringing up old shit? Because he did have sex with Egret. And he was like, so that pussy wasn't good enough to change your life, huh?
Apparently not.
Yep. Apparently it wasn't enough. Jon Snow was the virgin too, man. And you know, when you're a virgin, like, you normally fall in love with the first one.
It was the first time, I guess, a woman in, during that time period where a man didn't change his mind based off some pussy.
Right, yeah. She was.
And then he said, you weren't enough to change her mind either. He goes, nope, she put 3 hours in me.
Which I'm still convinced. I don't care what nobody said. Now, of course, I haven't read a book, but I'm still convinced Egret would have killed his ass. I'm still convinced. That little boy saved Jon Snow's life.
Yeah, he did.
I know some people say it was hesitating. I say she was savoring.
Think she was just making sure it was gonna be between the eyes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gonna see this one and know I did it.
Yep.
I think when he smiled, that threw her off a little bit. But I agree with you. I think she was about to put him down.
Cause I mean, it wasn't no other thing they could do. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was like, oh, and then we can talk it out. Like, no, somebody gotta die.
I think she just wanted to shoot him in the leg, and then she was gonna run over and slap him and say, why did you do this?
Yeah.
And you know, she was gonna monologue like the evil villains always do, and then somebody would have killed him.
Nah, he got that first time. That, you know, that now if he'd have said, come on, that's what she did the first time. But after he rode off on that horse, she was like, motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, she let him go the first time. Like, I'm still convinced when she shot him with them three arrows. If he would have turned around and said, come on my horse with me, even with three arrows in him, she would have said, okay.
Yeah, she would have.
That was his turn. That was his only chance to live. And he fucked it up, bro. Like, I've seen too much snap.
He just needed to pull his pants down. All would have been forgiven.
She would have shot him in the dick.
Right in the dick.
Shot him right in the dick.
That's really why she mad. Because remember, did he ever officially get some, or did he just perform fellatio?
No, he got some.
Oh, he got some.
Got a lot. In that cave. She said we should have never came out that cave.
I just remember her saying, like, all I did was ride your face, and it was great. But
no, he hit that, because he wasn't a virgin no more. Also, you know, like, have you seen Snapped?
You know I watch Snapped.
Yeah, dog.
My favorite show.
Hey, man, do not put it past him, bro.
But they didn't do the evil close-up on the eyes.
Oh, the series of photos they do on Snap, yeah, all Snap, the crazy Snap, eyes.
They do a close up on the eye and be like, oh shit. Yeah, like you'd be like, oh shit. Well,
that's because we didn't have photograph technology, but they would have.
Snap just ruined it for me. I can never go back to the past. I wouldn't make it.
So they also had during that powwow. Mance was being polite. He was like, hey dog, you want something to eat, something to drink? And, Jon Snow wasn't in a position to refuse, so he said, sure. And then he was looking at the cup like, oh, nigga, you gonna poison me? He was like, oh, poison? If I was gonna kill you, poison would be the least of your worries. That's the easy way out.
Yep. He was like, and I like how the Hound said it, like, poison is a woman's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I hate they didn't realize that sooner for Tyrion's trial, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's woman's word. Man's planning on torturing John. I believe he really planned on torturing him.
Yeah, I think Mance would, I took Mance at his word, because he's kind of been straight up with John from day one. Like, even when he let him live and shit. Like, John's the one who lied in that relationship. So he was basically like, oh, so you think I'm going to use deceit? Like, nah, that's not me. I'm going to tell you straight up what I'm going to do. And it's nothing you can do about it. We have superior numbers. We know we killed like half of y'all niggas. you down here negotiating. I don't know why, because we just going to follow your ass right back in there. So he said, take a little sip of this little nigga. And he drank some, and he was like, oh man.
Oh, what is chest.
This? He said, this ain't wine. He said, it's right. It's cognac. What?
You don't know nothing about this right here, boy. Yeah, sound like somebody's uncle.
He's like, why'd you get this out of a purple bag? It's Crown Royal.
Whatever word.
I think it was mammoth piss.
that's so disgusting.
Yeah, whatever it was.
But I believe you. I think it probably was.
John couldn't handle it. Whatever it was, John was like, I'm still a virgin of this.
Called him a bitch. Mm-hmm.
That's that shit to make your chest cave in when you drink it.
Yeah. And he told him to make us some sandwiches and shit. And I was surprised, because it was like no women around, so this wasn't the first time you see men like making sandwiches and shit.
Because with nobody else did. And the thing about it is that they were walking around John, and John kept looking around at all the knives, like, y'all, somebody gonna cut me. It's too many knives around this joint.
When he kept doing that, I thought he was worried about himself. Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't until that, like, right before the shit jumped off and he realized why John was there, that I thought, oh, he was eyeing it, like, to make his move. And right. I was like, he was so fucking obvious, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he don't have no poker face, really, which is amazing that he was even able to lie to Mance in the first place, because he's never had good poker face. But it got intense, man, because Mance was basically like, look, you fast enough that you can kill me with that knife right there. These other niggas will fuck you up, though. So, you probably knew that coming through, but, you know, what you trying to do? And that was when all of a sudden you heard all this, like, horses and battle cries and shit. And Mance pulled a knife on John, put it to his neck, was like, who followed you here, little nigga? Y'all attacking us? He's like, no!
I don't know what's going on!
Yeah, he's like, we don't have the men. It's like you said, I was bluffing. He said, bring him with us, and they went outside. And it was my man Stannis and Davos Seaworth, man. Davos and Stannis. They was out there on their horses with a whole lot of niggas.
Yeah, they were rolling in like the parade. They were coming in from the left, coming in from the right.
Yeah,
I was cheering and hooting and hollering. And my husband was like, this is what you've been waiting for, is it? Mm-hmm. This is how I thought last week was going to end, to be honest with you, having read the books. And that's what I was waiting for. But it was so much better at the start of this episode.
Yeah, Stannis came through and crushed the buildings. I don't even know why the Wildlings was trying to fight them dudes with armor and horses. Like,
yeah,
they weren't dressed for the cold, but they was dressed for whooping some ass.
Because Mance got them trained, they can win. Mance has them believing. He giving them the Phil Jackson pep talk speech that they can come back and win. And it's like, nah, it's not going to work, though.
Mance is just throwing numbers at the problem, though. Because, like, even with that first attack on the wall, man, it wasn't great strategy. They got their ass whooped, but he was like, and we still got more where that came from.
Yeah, I like the fact that last week, John said to Sam, he was just testing our numbers. And then that's one of the first things he told John. He was like, yeah, when we showed up with 100,000 and you shot some, like, you know, pussy ass flaming arrows at us, I knew you were lying. So I sent 400 guys to scale the wall about 5 miles away, because they're not manning the whole wall. They don't have the manpower. He's like, and some of them will die, but most of them motherfuckers gonna reach the top by the night. So. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not organized at all, but he does have the numbers.
Yeah, and he seems like a throw numbers at the problem type of dude. And Stannis and them, man, they was throwing numbers and throwing bows. They was killing the shit out of them dudes.
Yes.
Hitting them from both sides, double penetrated the forest.
Oh, and he got that loan from the bank. It was like, we got money, bitches.
We got money.
It was like,
they had fancy new clothes on and shit.
Yes. It was blowing like, all the money.
It was like college when you get that refund check.
Yeah, and you go, okay, my book's covered, tuition is covered. I got $3,000 to do with what I want.
Davos hopped off of his horse with some brand new Jordans on and shit.
he started spitting out all types of titles. I was like, man, get on with it.
So they rolled up, and one dude just apparently didn't get the the memo that the fight was over and tried to rush Stannis anyway and got handled. I don't even know what that, like, did he just not see that everyone else put their weapons down?
I think that's a typical strategy.
He just woke up.
Oh.
She was like, he just woke up. He was like, wait, we fighting? What's up?
He's like, they in the building, run. And it's like, dude, we know.
That's part of their strategy. Like, they not going to ever quit till it's like, oh, we have to quit now.
Yeah. So,
ignorance. Just ignorance.
Stannis was like, actually, that was the most of the talking. And he was like, yeah, dog, this the king. Are you the king beyond the wall? And he was like, yeah, that's me. He's like, well, my man Stannis is the king, and you need to recognize. And he was like, nigga, that's the king's in the wall. We outside the wall. This my shit. He was like, y'all surrendering, right? He was like, yeah, we surrendering. You know, he's like, cool. Then go ahead and kneel. He was like, we do not kneel.
I love that.
He was like, I'll give you another chance, bro. Maybe you didn't hear me. Go ahead and kneel. And he was like, nah, you heard me wrong. I'm not kneeling, dog. I'm sorry. He said, all these niggas depending on you. We can't feed all y'all. We about to lock y'all up and let y'all starve because we can't even afford all this. And he was like, I don't give a fuck, dog. I'm not kneeling. We from outside the walls and the wildlands. We don't get down like that.
Yep.
And he said, all right, take them away, man. And he asked Jon Snow, like, the fuck you doing here, man? You a crow? He was like, I'll sit to negotiate. And Davos, man, this is the one time he got on my nerves. He was like, you talking to the king, boy, or some shit. And he was like, nigga, my daddy died for him. What are you talking about? You serious right now? I don't have a father because of this.
And, I think Davos is like that because he's like, it feels like he's always 5 seconds away from Stannis jumping in his ass. So he's always quick to remind other people they should be kissing Stannis' ass because it, like, keeps the attention off of him, I guess. I don't know. That's true. But I like Davos. I like him, though.
I like him, too. This is the one time where I was like, shut up. The one time. Like, I shouldn't say the one time because there was this other time we say the bastard where I was like, man, you're going to get in trouble telling the truth. Just lie.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
They made me like him because he learned how to read from a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah. He humbled his pride enough to be like, I need to go to tutoring at the school. Yeah. I know I got night classes during the day that I had to attend, but, you know, I'm going to learn. At night, I'm going to go to school so I can read.
Yeah, she taught him the Microsoft Office suite.
Yes, it was so cute. And go ahead, sweetie.
I'm just happy that he finally doesn't, that he pronounces night properly and is no more nigget, because that was a little too close to nigger for me.
Yeah, he hit that nigget. I said, ooh. Hold on now, teach him that better.
Yeah.
Karen, what are you going to say?
No, and it was funny, though, because he was like, John, you know, what would your daddy do? He was like, my daddy would let this man live, and my daddy would burn all the bodies.
Yeah. So if you seen what I seen, these niggas going to turn into zombies.
Yep. And hopefully they listen, unlike the people at the Night's Watch.
That's the first time you can follow some Stark advice, because typically the Starks don't make the best decisions.
Yeah, that's true, too. Cause
your
dad,
daddy don't have a head right now, but...
Yeah, his dad, and knowing his dad might have killed Mance, because he did kill that one dude.
The first dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, the man who carried the sentence and needs to swing the sword.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you know, let them live and shit, and burn the bodies because they're going to turn to White Walkers. John, you know, I got to give him props, man. He could have been petty right there, but he wasn't, you know. He could have been like, kill this nigga. I don't care. I would have. And Stannis believed him because he seen that pussy poltergeist do work. So he was like, yeah, we got to definitely burn these bodies. Like, his eyes got big as shit. He was like, yeah, burn the bodies. He was like, oh, word? Okay.
Yeah, they got to go.
So we cut to the mountain, which I called last week. Randolph was wrong, man. No body, no death. It's a comic book staple. And the shit remains true on Game of Thrones, man. That dude is alive, man. The mountain was struggling, and we found out why they called my man the Viper. Oberyn poisoned him. He had poison on his blade.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the mountain wasn't dead.
Knowing what you know now, if you go back and watch last week's episode, you can see his squire when Tyrion's kind of asking Oberyn why he won't wear a helmet and he shouldn't be drinking, you can see Oberyn Squire wiping down the blade with this cloth. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And he must have wiped down the, he must have wiped down both blades because.
Yeah.
He had to get that replacement in the middle. Well, he was struggling for a second. He was like, oh, hold up, back up.
And for a second, I was like, I'm sorry you had to die for your prince, but God damn it, you still got his ass anyway.
Yeah, he's going to lose a leg and an arm, isn't he? Even if they get the poison out. Like, it seems like you still got to cut his leg off or something.
I don't know what the rule is, because they had some nigga that looked like Dr. Frankenstein in there.
Yeah, Qyburn.
I don't remember him from anywhere before.
He's the guy when, after Jaime got his hand cut off and they were taken to Roose. He used to be a maester, but he got his links taken away. And he was treating Jaime's hand, and he sent Qyburn back to King's Landing with Jaime to just tend to him to make sure he didn't get infected along the way.
Okay.
And Qyburn has said a couple of times, they've hinted that he was asked to leave because he has some unorthodox methods. Yeah.
Yeah. And Cersei's the worst. Cersei was looking like, can you help him? And old man was like, I can't help him. She was like, well, this is no longer your room. You got to go. I was like, well, goddamn, bitch.
I think that was Grandmaster Pycelle.
Yeah. He got mad. He huffed at it. He was like, bitch, I'm trying to do it the right way.
Yeah. Grandmaster.
He threw a hissy fit too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He got laid off.
Like, while he was trying to work.
It made me wonder, like, well, if he does die, that means Tyrion will go free. Or they'll have to retrial. The way she was so worried about the mountain.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I don't think that's the rule.
See,
like, they said the sentence was passed down already. They didn't, like, in the father, in her father, even without knowing if he lived or died, was like, the sentence will be carried out tomorrow.
See, I just don't imagine her giving a damn then. Like, I just don't imagine her caring. Like, so what, the hound dies?
It's not the hound, it's the mountain.
I mean, the mountain. So what, the mountain dies? I'm getting what I want.
But that's like her, what do you call those people that fight on your behalf? Like, you know, that's like her dog, man. Like, if she, you know, if she like that motherfucker's dangerous and will keep people from fucking with her.
Right.
And she's, when have you ever known Cersei to let a weapon go? You know, like, that's not her style, so. To me, it made sense that she was like, if this dude is savable, I want him because he's, you know, my goon. I can go get this dude to fight on my behalf.
And my thing is that the way old Frankenstein scientist dude was talking, he was like, I can bring him back, but, you know, he might not be the same, you know. She was like, can he fight?
She said, will he be weaker? He said, oh, no, that's not the problem.
She was like, do it then. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like some type of evil-ass zombie mountain. Going to be fucking niggas up.
Zombie apocalypse rules.
Yeah, like get them all black. Give them all black gear and shit and make them all evil. That would be dope.
He's going to give them the Darth Vader face mask.
Yeah, but they had some pretty sophisticated equipment, man. We started draining
blood.
For
that time, yes.
But yeah, I don't know what he's going to come back as, but I'm assuming there's going to be something fucked up because... Dude just didn't, he looked like he was up to no good. Shout out to the way, Grandmeister Pycelle threw down that, wand thing he had.
It was hot.
He threw that shit down like a controller when Madden is just cheating.
He was like, fuck this game.
Yeah. He was like, fuck y'all then. I go somewhere else to play.
I couldn't believe he was getting so testy with Cersei. Like nigga, she will cut your balls off.
Yeah.
As someone who rage quits quite frequently, that's accurate.
Yeah.
Throw that thing down like a controller.
Oh my god, he was like, fuck this game.
Cause I think for him, Justin, he was like, bitch, I'm trying to do my goddamn job and you just keep coming in here wanting to do other shit.
I think he was just more mad that he lost his office, cause he was like, but this is my lab.
Okay.
She was like, it's my lab now, punk. He was like, I'll quit.
Yeah, I can't believe he got so tested. It's like, once she said get out, he should have been like, alright, cool. Like, you got threatened. Like, she keep having to talk to you too much, dog. He the employee that I keep having to have these side conversations with you.
But she stayed punking him too, cause like, she punked his ass at the motherfucking, Joffrey's, party.
Right. Yeah. She keep having to talk to this dude.
She was like, you disgust me looking at these young bitches, you old man. Get the fuck out of here, you nasty pervert. And he was like, damn, I was just trying to get some.
They told him to shut up right before the fight because he was talking too much. Like, he the dude, I'm telling you, he annoying.
Yeah.
And once you start getting on your boss nerves, you got to go.
Yeah, she got him out of there.
He took his ball like, fuck it, I'm leaving the basketball court.
Yeah. That new dude about to necromance the fuck out of Gregor, though.
I mean, this is a dialysis machine he hooked him up to. Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't see any blood coming in. I was like, well, where's his blood supply going to come from?
He about to make him like Bane.
But even though the show has dragons and White Walkers, I was telling my co-host last night, I don't know if I'm ready for Frankenstein on my Game of Thrones. Like, that's like a bridge too far for me.
Now they're crossing the line. That's too far.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
It's got zombies on it.
Unicorns, fairies, but that right there, too much.
Now, you know, I would be 100% here for it if they give him black armor and his eyes glow from underneath the armor. I'm in. You just gotta make it look cool. And whatever you do, I'm game if it looks cool. If the shit looks fucked up, then I'll probably be like, oh, this is some bullshit. Like, if he walking around like Frankenstein, then I'm out. But if he just is a silent, like, badass demon, I'll be a beat. Oh, man, what? Plus, Cersei gonna need somebody, so. And also, I think that process is probably how Magic Johnson got rid of his HIV, so.
No disrespect.
So Cersei leaves from there and goes to talk to her father and immediately starts reneging on her marriage to gay cuz.
Mm-hmm. We knew that was gonna happen anyway.
Yeah, Sir, what's his name? Sir Loras. Yeah,
because she should have been left. That wedding should have been taking place.
Yeah, you knew that as soon as she got what she wants, she was gonna renege on that, because that's what she does. Like, she just wanted Tyrion dead. She made all them promises, but she was promising shit to the Freaky Prince. Mm-hmm. She was trying to manipulate everything to get a judgment in her favor. And as soon as it was like, okay, we're going to kill him, she was like, I'm not marrying Loras, and I'm not moving, and I'm staying here. And, it kind of made sense because when she was in a shock during the, alleged quote-unquote rape scene, which I think was a rape scene, but they say it wasn't, but look rapey to me anyway, when during that scene when she was in shock, like, Tywin came in and kind of stole her son right from in front of her, you know. And it felt like she was so much in shock that she just let it go,
right,
which is kind of not her style.
Yeah, because it would be one of them, but like, nigga, yes, I was in his side, drinking my wine, playing Mary J. Blige, but nigga, I see you, and you and that bitch will not take my son away from me.
Mm-hmm. So she went in and renegotiated the deal by saying, I'm not going. He was like, you won't be the first woman that got to get drugged into the courtyard to get married. Yeah. Yeah, ain't nobody worried about you. And she was like, look, I'm not doing it. He was like, what, remember that time? Then she was like, forget about the time.
I don't want to hear it, daddy.
You always bring up these old ass stories. This is not like that. You are not going to win again. This is my time to say something about my life. And you just got to deal with it. And he was like, or what? And she was like, first of all, you remember when you came and saved King's Landing? Remember I was sitting on the throne with Tommen? And she was like, I was about to give him Essence of Nightshade. That's how far I'm willing to take this shit. I will kill for this. I kill my own son. I kill myself if I don't get what I want.
Mm-hmm. She started, I'll burn this whole motherfucking house down.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got to die.
He was like, how you going to do it then, bitch? Because from now on, like, you cut off now. Like, right. I just wrote the letter before you came in, because you know who write letters and shit. I was just writing a letter about how you ain't allowed to have any more power. And from now on, my personal guard is going to be following you around.
Yeah. Well, he was like, I actually remember that shit. And I still think you need to chill out. And she was like, oh, you talk about family so much. You act like you don't know the biggest secret in town. He was like, the fuck are you talking about? Which, honestly, as a man, we've all been there.
Yep.
That was a reasonable response, where he was just like, make sense. Like,
yeah, because right now you're talking crazy.
Yeah, you just went from kind of making sense to off on some deep shit. And she was like, oh, you heard the rumors. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking Jaime. It's true. He was like, it's not true. Stop. She was like, oh, look at me. Yeah, you know it's true. And then she like breathed in his face like poetic justice. So he was kind of flabbergasted, man. That's the first time I've seen Tywin at a loss for words, man.
See, that's the thing. I don't know if it's just how good Charles Dance is, and I don't remember if this happened in the book or not, which, by the way, I am not spoiling book stuff because y'all ain't going to cuss me out. I am trying to get ass back for season 5. I don't remember if this happens or not. So when she was doing this, I was actually sitting there like, is she really going to tell him? But I couldn't tell if he was bullshitting or what, because there was the episode with the trial, and he made that deal with Jaime, and he said, you'll go to Casterly Rock and you will father children whose last names are Lannister. So I thought that was his way of saying, yeah, I know you're the father of my grandchildren, but, you know, I thought he knew. And then Tyrion straight up called Joffrey a bastard during the trial. So I kind of felt like Tywin really did know. But in this scene, he really did look shocked and like
confused.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird though, because like his face was so good. Like it looked like when you, like if I would walk in this room and just go blah, 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 everyone would look at me that way. Like, the fuck are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
Like, he didn't look like, oh, I can't believe you went there. It was more like, what are you trying to say, you're fucking your brother? That is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Who would believe that?
I think he knew, but that's his baby girl. His baby girl. He would never admit to that. Even when she was saying it, he was like, la, 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 I don't hear you. You know what I mean? Like, fingers in his ear. Like, I'm not going to believe this.
I guess it was just, like I said, just looking at the scene, because I froze it on his face to see. Like, I was looking at that shit like Larry David on Curb. Like, I was getting all up in the camera like, can you, I guess he don't know. Like, and for what it's worth, in that scene, he made me believe he didn't know. Now, I don't know if that's what he meant to do, but I'll be damned if that's not how it played out in my mind. She was like, you really don't know. And he was like, know what? What the fuck is wrong with you right now? So then she was like, yeah, I'm fucking him. And he was like, get your crazy ass. You so crazy, girl. And then she went in the room with Jaime, and Jaime was still hot. He was like, I can't believe you let our brother die. What's wrong with you? She was like, he killed our mama. He was like, that's stupid. He was a baby. He couldn't have fucking known he was gonna kill our mama. And she said some cool shit like, something about cancer and shit.
If you got a disease and you know, you cut it out.
Cut it out. The disease don't have to have no good intentions. And Jaime was like, girl, you crazy as fuck. And then she started kissing on him and shit. And he was like, but it's cool.
Oh, he got his.
I know you crazy. That's why I love.
Yes, he got his sister, mama, baby, cousin back in his life again. Oh,
you know the other thing too. Not to deviate, but
yeah, go ahead.
They fuck cousins and brothers all the time. I don't know that Tyrion really. I mean, Tywin really cares that she was fucking her brother. Like,
as much as he cares about family, I think he would. Go ahead, though, Nina.
No, I was going to say, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, I liked her acting in this scene, and I particularly liked the line where she said, they'll snicker and whisper, but I don't care. She goes, they're so small, I don't even see them. And I was thinking, because the Targaryens did it all the time. Like, that's how they kept their bloodlines, quote-unquote, pure. And I was thinking, I honestly believe that if it did come out, who would have the balls to confront them on it? But the problem is that throne.
Right.
That's the problem. I honestly believe that they could have gotten away with, if it came out, nobody, what are they going to do? Like, nobody would say shit to their face because they're the Lannisters.
Right.
But it's the problem is that then Tommen had to get his ass up off that throne. Because he's not Robert's son.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't have claim to the throne without the Baratheon bloodline, which was their only claim to the throne. Everybody kind of knew Joffrey was at least fucked up, if not, you know, downright inbred, you know, pervert. But, you know, it's the difference between knowing and then just openly confessing it and being like, yep, that's what it is. So, and the other thing, too, is like, she was back on her A game now. So, like, her head's back in it. I think there were a few episodes this year where she was just completely out of it.
And drinking a lot.
Yeah, she was drinking, plotting, trying to figure out an angle to kill Tyrion. And you know, Jamie even was like, you know, he didn't do it. And she was like, he killed our mother, so I don't care.
Right.
Like, this is just a chance to get his ass. By any means necessary.
Just so evil. Just evil for no reason, man.
It's like treachery makes her wet.
Oh, Lord.
You know, like she had an evilgasm or some shit.
Yep,
man.
She did climax when the hound killed that dude.
She was like, I mean,
not the hound, but the mountain.
She was like, I love my brother. I love my lover. I was like, he kissed him on his mouth.
And then she kissed him on his, I think her kissing him on that golden hand was grosser than the I said, she got that metal taste in her mouth all day.
He moved her head, too. He was like, nah, this is sick to me. You kissing my hand. Mm-hmm.
And then Jamie, like, said some old, like, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes for you or some shit. And I was like, now, see, that's what led to Brand getting pushed and all this shit started in the first place. Y'all and y'all incestuous. I don't care who sees it. Lock a door.
Close a window.
Yeah, lock a door. God damn.
He brought it up. He was like, somebody just going to walk in. Like, oh, so now you learned your lesson.
Yeah. He's like, this crazy. Remember how the whole shit started?
She was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Let him walk
in. Take me now. His dick said, I sure will.
So we cut back to the Khaleesi having another conference call or board meeting, which is pretty much all she does these days. And she was
father running the kingdom.
That's the worst fucking job in the world, too, man.
Yeah, she basically working customer service right now.
Yeah, being the boss ain't fun.
Yeah, I'm like, is this what kings and queens do, work customer service?
Yep.
So this dude named Finesse, with FNNESZ, Finesse, I don't even know what G.R.R. Martin was thinking with that one.
That's definitely black.
Yeah, another black name. He came through and he was like, what's up, Khaleesi? Check it out. I'm old and I know you killed the masses and slavery is wrong and all that shit and that's cool. I tried to live in the shelters, like you said, but down in the shelters, the old people get preyed on by the young, like the young people fucking us up down there, dog. And, she was like, oh, don't worry. I have my Unsullied come down there. And she was like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool and everything. But I got an idea too. Let me go back to being a slave. She was like, what? He was like, yeah, just for like, you know, like let my master pay me this time. But I liked slaving. I was good at it. I know the ropes. I was treated well. So can I just go back to being a slave? And she was so annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like,
she was like, this is not what I learned in slavery 101 courses in college. Like, slavery is bad. The end. It was a very short chapter.
Yeah.
But she was like, you know, I guess you can go be a slave, but you have to get a contract. It can only last a year. You have to be compensated. And dude was like, that's cool. I'll do that then.
Mm-hmm. Cause it's better than being down here and getting my ass whooped and beat.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm gonna get whooped and beat. Yeah, it's like I'd rather be whooped and beat in the safety of a home versus out here on the streets.
Yeah, and what's her right hand man now, Sir Barrister?
Barriston.
Yep. Ariston. Okay. Well, that
Barriston.
Oh, Barriston. Mm-hmm.
Barriston. STAN. Barriston.
Okay. Barriston was like, now you know this means slavery gonna come back, right?
He was like, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I ain't saying you got to do whatever you do what you want to do, but just know that
I mean, we won't call it that, but that's what it's right. Going to be.
It's going to be some slavery. Like, this is coming back. It reminded me a lot of America and sharecropping, like,
mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, black people, y'all free. Yeah, that's cool. All I have is these slave skills. So is anybody hiring slaves? Well, you're in luck. We are hiring slaves for unfair wages. Come on back. So, yeah, dude went on to become a slave. Then another dude came through. And he could like barely speak English and stuff. And, you know, after she got done dealing with the Don Lemon of Westeros, the dude that wanted to be a slave, he came through and was like, I can't really speak. And it got kind of weird because she was like, he started approaching before she said you can approach.
You saw Grey Worm's face?
Man, everyone tightened up. Like, all you heard was armor clinking, like, ching, ching, clink, 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 clink. I was like, is it a bomb? Dude, he got a bomb? Like, felt like there was racial profiling that dude, man.
Yeah, I was like, you come any closer, we will kill you, sir.
Yeah. So he came through, and he's like, my name, yeah, for whatever, because he couldn't talk English. She was like, can somebody translate this shit? And what's her name? Melisandi was like, yeah, he said a dragon came down out the sky, the black one. Of course, Justin. Of course, the black one.
Oh, we knew he out there acting like DMX and shit out there in the streets.
Out here thugging in the streets. So the black dragon came through and apparently ate his little girl.
Burned her.
And had the body out there. Yeah, burned her alive. And he had a burned skeleton. And he was crying and shit. And Khaleesi was like, damn.
Yeah. I can't control him.
I guess I gotta go be a parent, you know. So she, you know, since she's white, she couldn't whoop the dragons. So she had to put them in timeout. So she got two of the dragons to go to timeout. Now, where the black dragon was, I don't know.
Yeah, he saw it in them streets. They don't know.
They lost him. They said, listen, we seen him last time. He was out over the ocean killing shit, eating whales and shit like that.
Yeah. He joined the Crips or some shit. Like, he's done.
And that's the one named after her husband, too. So it's kind of fitting.
Yeah.
And you can't tame him. Drogon.
Everyone, of course, everyone on Twitter made the How to Train Your Dragons 2 joke. I just want to say for the record, I did not. She went, took her dragons down to their room. And made them sit in the corner.
And these are two smaller ones, right?
Yeah. The good dragons. They got to get punished because of the bad one and shit.
Yeah, they're like, we just out here just chilling, mind our own business. We ain't bothering nobody. We ain't from band. We ain't eating nobody in the streets, mama. What's up?
Yeah. So she put the chains on their neck. And, you know, the dragons was acting like, okay, I guess. And then she started leaving. They was like, where the fuck you going?
Yes. They was like, what?
What kind of game is this?
Yeah, that was like, then they started following her. It could only get so far, and you could tell it hurt her the whole time. Just the whole process is broke her heart because she's about being free. So she's turning around and she's chaining up
the dragon.
Her dragons when her whole thing was freedom.
That's the end of her kingdom, too, man.
She's a hypocrite. You know what?
It's like when you take your, or any of you have kids.
No, of course not.
Okay. Okay, well, I have two. And it is like,
congratulations. And I feel sorry for you all at the same time.
But not only do I have two kids, but I'm also a bit of a pussy. I'm that parent that can't stand to see my kids upset or cry. This is exactly what it's like when you take them to daycare or preschool for the first time. And they train you, don't make eye contact, don't let them see that you're sad, don't turn around, just keep going. They'll be okay once you leave. That's what it reminded me of, that heartbreaking leaving your kids somewhere you know you don't want to leave them.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of parents go through that where they drop them off. And parents be come back to work and they be just told to pieces. I'm like, what? I'm like, yes. I dropped my baby off at daycare.
Yeah. It's like, my baby killed a little girl and burned her alive. Oh my God.
She didn't even leave them food down there. I was like, is she stupid?
Nah, she gave them, it was pieces of food that got them down there.
It was bones.
Nah.
Who the fuck wants the job to go in there and feed them though?
That's what I
kept
thinking.
You want to have that job?
You know that's going to be a gray worm job. No, that's what it's gonna be. I was sitting that old John B looking nigga in there. Anyway, so she, you know, the dragons was calling her by her first name and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Daenerys, what you doing? Fuck you, Daenerys.
They was upset.
It's the end because she can never let them go now.
See, that's what I keep thinking is like, what is she gonna? Are they just gonna come back and she gonna open up that tunnel and they're gonna be big as shit? You know what I mean? Like, what's the rules from here on? Like, are they gonna respect her now, or
nope?
You know, like, how's that gonna work, man? So, or is she gonna, maybe she's gonna go down there every day and spend time with them? I don't know.
Now I can see her doing that.
She gonna teach them some classes, teach them some manners.
Maybe.
Somebody on Twitter called them Bebe's dragons.
Teaching some dinner etiquette. You know, like you don't lick your lips and you lick your fingers after you eat a body. You swallow the bones. Like,
oh Lord.
Like, you know, like, what is she gonna teach them? Because if she go down there and she let them loose, they never coming back home.
She gonna bring little kids down there and be like, do not eat this kid. Do not. No. Bad dragons.
Yes, I mean.
You guys think it was them? Like, no, we know it was the Drogon that actually killed the kid. But do you think that those two would have eventually done the same thing? Or do you think it's something about the biggest one?
I think because the biggest one is black. and is experienced more systematic oppression in his experience as a dragon. So it might appear to be a little bit more untamed, you know, and I think that's all it is to it.
That response is fair enough and accurate.
Yeah, if it wasn't for racism, he would have a fair shot. Mm-hmm. But the big dragon, the one, I mean, we've been keeping tabs on it on the show.
Yeah,
the black dragon been the one that's been clapping the most, man.
Yeah, she was petting him and doing something, man. He snapped back at him like, bitch. Don't touch my food.
He always be the one to act up the fastest, man.
See, she needed to train him to protect her against him. Like, that's if we got to choose between you and our mama, we choosing mama.
That's what I kept thinking. But, you know, maybe it's because they don't have a budget. They never really show her spending time with the dragons anymore. Especially since she's been queen, because maybe she hasn't had time.
She's been sitting in all those damn meetings.
Yeah. She ain't been traveling, out in the open.
She need her hand of the throne.
Yeah. So, I was feeling real smart, though. Because I told everybody we was getting them dragons, and everybody was like, they finally ran out of the budget. Well, guess who was right? Me, not you. We got our dragons.
Might be the last time you see them for a while, though, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, you always get the dragons in the finale. After this, I have no idea.
I'm only calling that I was right.
You might not see them again.
Nah, we'll see them. We'll see them for the opening for sure, because they're going to have to come back with a bang, and it's going to be something with them dragons. Even if it's her feeding the dragons. And it's just going to be like, look how big them dragons is. They always do that.
And you know Drogon's still going to be out there fucking shit up.
Right, yeah. She going to be like, Drogon, stop. Drogon, streetlight. Drogon, don't make me. by the time I count to three, young man.
See, I feel like he going to come back and fuck up her kingdom. Because when he find out his brothers is locked up.
Yeah, he might.
Like, mama, you tripping. Like, mama, why you tripping?
Like, where my brothers at?
Yeah, he gonna be mad. He gonna be like, I ain't seen my brothers in a while. I'm gonna come back home. You know, we're gonna have Thanksgiving dinner. It's gonna be on and popping. Then he gonna find out they locked up. What?
Cause she ain't gonna get him down in that hole.
Then we go back to Castle Black. And Melisandre was up there. Cause, you know, Stannis, I guess, that was up there. She was looking kind of hard at Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm. You want that blood?
Yeah, I ain't like that. I ain't like that. Last time she got her hands on the bastard of somebody with some king lineage in him, she ended up using it to try to do some leech spells and kill people. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to keep that shit forever. And coincidentally, them dudes died. So now it's like, oh shit, you know, like she might think she owned something. So I was like, I hope Jon Snow ain't really got no kingly blood in him, because his ass about to get him the fuck up.
He don't mind killing the bitch, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he'll have someone do it for him. That little kid don't mind.
Yep.
Tormund was in jail stressing, but he was trying to act hard, but he was really stressing, dog, because he was asking a lot of questions. What y'all going to do? Y'all gonna torture me? Huh? Is that what you think you're going to do, big man? He's like, no, we don't torture people, really. Oh, you're going to flay me alive, ain't you? That's what you're going to do? You're going to burn me?
Huh?
Well, I never talk. I never talk, copper.
He was like, I didn't actually talk, and I don't make the rules, sir.
Yeah, John just came through to check on the dude.
Sure the prison guards treating him fair.
Yeah, and he was like, look, man. I think also Tormund was regretting all that time that John spent as his prisoner and all the shit that he wanted to do to John. So he's just thinking like, of course he would do that to me. I threatened this nigga 57 times. and he was like, nah, man, I just came through to make sure everything was straight. And he was like, you know, you spent too much time with us, right? Like, you don't feel it right now, but you're not a kneeler no more, dog. You can't go back to just, you know, doing anything a man tells you to do just cause. And John was like, Ygritte is dead. And he was like, word, how she die? And he was like, I ain't kill her. He was like, oh, so you ain't kill her? Well, did you love her? And he was like, she loved you. He's like, how you know? He's like, all she ever talked about was killing you. That's how I know.
Accurate.
Yep, just like every other marriage. Am I right, fellas? Up top, buddy. Up top, guys. Jon Snow took Ygritte J. Blige down to the funeral pyre outside and gave her a proper burial in the north.
She looks so peaceful.
She looks so pretty. You know, sometimes it just tell you, man, all you need to do to look pretty is die. And just don't get all that stress up off of you, man.
Is that like the advice, all you need to do to make your man stop beating you is marry him? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It works in real life. You didn't see Ray Rice?
Mm-hmm.
He married his wife.
Yeah.
Well, now his wife, but girlfriend at the time after he beat her.
Yeah, I don't know if he put Maybelline on her or what, but she was looking she was looking better dead than alive. And Jon Snow, she was Ygritte J. Blige. He was basically KC because he dragged her to her death. Fucking with him. Fucking with a man.
And he did it all by himself. He didn't even take Sam out there with him.
Nope. So then we cut to my man Bran and his crew of random misfits and walking towards that tree. And Jojen was looking like fucking LeBron with no AC on in the fourth quarter because he was barely making it.
He was like, I ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, his sister was like, come on, dog. He was like, don't worry about me. I'm almost there. It was like, no, you not. You are fucking struggling, man.
Hard, too.
And why was he struggling? Was he not eating or something?
I don't remember what was wrong with him. We were saying that on our show. I cannot remember.
Did he have
asthma? What his problem, I think he was just sickly, and yeah. I don't think that they ever said what it was, but I think he was having those seizures, so I don't know if it was like epilepsy. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah. And they don't really have a lot of doctors of medicine wherever they was at, so.
Yeah.
Whatever it was dragging his ass down, man.
Wasn't getting the protein he needed to get his strength back up.
Yeah,
he was a little fella.
I guess you wouldn't either in the forest.
Yeah, he was struggling like shit, though, man.
Damn it, man. Somebody said he had AIDS.
Good God.
I can't wait for your spree cast tonight.
you know it's Leonard Brothers. You know.
this is how we get featured. But Jojen was fucking dying or whatever, and they was like, oh, we almost there and shit, and Hodor was dragging my man Bran. They got to get him a wheelchair next season or something, man. It's got to be better, more efficient ways to get around.
Hey, man, when does Hodor be like, I want a raise? Like, if I don't get a raise, I'm sitting your ass right here, right now. You ain't going nowhere else. What you gonna do?
He's not intelligent enough. He's like, Roger, you say he's like a Pokemon. I've been watching Pikachu for 45 years, and Pikachu ain't never asked for no raise.
Right.
They're not that intelligent. They just come at the ball.
He might be asking for a raise, but.
You won't know.
He's just saying.
It's just Hodor.
Yeah, all he can say is Hodor. Yeah. So they start dragging, and then, all of a sudden, a bunch of skeletons start hopping out the ground.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
You saying Frankenstein can't happen, though, Nina?
Yeah.
That's the beginning right there. They eased you in right there.
Yeah. That shit like something out of Golden Axe, the video game.
Right. Because they just came out of nowhere.
Those are the things in the caves at Skyrim, I'm telling you.
Dog, those things was fighting so good, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked like that character from Killer Instinct, man. And it was so, I was there for every fight, every moment of that battle was dope to me.
And they were fast.
Yes. They weren't just like those creepy zombie skeletons. They was like ready to whoop some ass. One of them smacked the shit out of the sister and shit.
Yes.
And she was good at fighting and she got the shit smacked out of her. It was like duck, duck, counter punch, smack. I was like, damn.
That had to hurt. That was bone on flesh.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she pushed her brother out the way because he was trying to help, and that's how he ended up getting stabbed. Because when she pushed him down on his back, then he never got up, and the one next to him stabbed him. That was fucked up.
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony shanked his ass all up, man.
And it happened it happened at the Blue Dough, because all of a sudden, I just seen this knife. I was like, what the fuck is that? It was like, stab, 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 stab. I was like, he's going to make it.
Yeah, they showed him laying on the ground, and he like yelled at Bran, like, Bran, run! Mm-hmm. And then it cut back, and he got stabbed. That it looked like he couldn't feel his body anyway.
Right.
Like he laid there getting stabbed, like, well, this is happening.
It's that cold.
Yeah.
It probably was. His internal organs probably froze up.
Yeah. And, that was when this little nappy head girl came out of the cave and, was like, throwing fireballs and blowing up shit. Because, you know, the skeletons were basically whooping their ass. Like, Bran had taken control of Hodor. And was fighting them off, but it wasn't good enough because like more skeletons was coming to kill Bran. And so little old girl with the firebomb grenade spells or whatever, started throwing out those bombs and blowing up the skeletons. She actually blew up one skeleton so close to Bran and knocked him out of his cart.
Mm-hmm. I was mad at him. He forever trying to save somebody. Save yourself. You don't have legs to run yourself.
Well, would Charles Xavier save himself?
Yep.
No. You know who failed, though? Ghost. Not Ghost. I'm sorry. That's John's direwolf. This is Summer. Mm-hmm. When Summer saved him from one, and then they did this shot where there's still shit going on, and Summer's in the corner just like, struggling with the thing, and I'm like, you got him. Go get another one. Like, why is he just one and done? That's it.
That's a dog playing with a bone. What else he supposed to do? He saw bones. He saw a toy. It was his chew toy.
That was his one weakness.
If they want to go forward in tricking those wolves, just throw a bone at them.
That was dope, though, how he saved them. Like, those direwolves are like when you play Marvel Capcom Tag Team, and you have that one character that can come off the screen and, like, hit punch a nigga for you and then go back. That's basically what the wolves do. They just come through and be like, I got this one. I'm like, thanks, buddy. And then you keep fighting. The skeletons is dope as shit, man. Hodor ran up Carrie Brand inside the cave. I forget the sister's name.
Mira.
She was trying to die.
She had her brother died right there in front of her face, and
she slit his throat.
Yeah, like she had to put him out of his misery. And the other thing was, he has that precog ability, so he knows the future and shit. So he knew he was gonna die, is what the child said.
And
that was what enabled her to let go. Like, okay, he was prepared for this. She killed him, then she ran off. He started turning to a White Walker.
No, he didn't.
Okay, why is Oz turning blue like that?
I said the same thing you said. I was like, holy fuck. I thought it was so cool because that's what I thought it was. But what it was if you watch it again, it's the reflection of that fireball she sent. You see it in his eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, he saw that coming.
I thought his eyes were crystallizing over like that baby did.
Yeah, yes. Me too. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, no, it was the fireball. I was disappointed.
Okay. Well, I don't know how long the White Walker process takes, but it's not it's not immediate anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if it's because they was on that skeleton land, but okay, it was a fireball. So either way, they burned his body up before it could turn into anything.
Yep.
Which is good, because I was like, I would really hate for this nigga to, like, be waiting on them when they leave the cave.
Yep.
You know?
He knew all possible outcomes, too.
Mm-hmm. And to me, the funniest part was, like, after they crossed that threshold, two or three of them went in there and, like, broke up whenever they hit that barrier.
Yeah.
And I was like, didn't y'all niggas know this was going to happen? Like, how many times have, y'all ain't too bright.
Well, you know, they didn't have shoes on, so they didn't have that rubber grip to just stop when they hit the door.
It was like, oh, you going? We going.
They were sliding, you know what I mean?
It was like those Scooby-Doo cartoons where you try to stop.
Yep.
Makes that sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they ran up in there and disappeared in the cave. And Bran, Hodor, Mira, they all, like, walk toward, and for some reason Hodor dropped Bran and let him crawl on his own.
He said, you're on your own. He was like, you gotta,
because he's mad. He doesn't like when Bran does that.
Okay.
So they don't really drive it home in the show, but like the last time he did it when they were in that rape cabin at Craster's, he doesn't like when he does it, and whenever he does it, he's always making him kill things.
Yeah, because I do remember after he made him kill the other Bolton.
Locke.
Yeah, he looked at his hands with the blood on it and was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then before he could really say anything, Bran made him go save the other two.
But he didn't save Hodor life. He wasn't going to make it. Them skeletons was whooping his ass.
Yeah, but Hodor is like a gentle giant, man. Like, when he even when he was getting beat up by the skeleton with the hammer, he had this look like, why is everyone hitting people?
Yep.
He couldn't understand.
Yeah, Jojen's a fucking G, though, for life, because that nigga went up there knowing he was going to die, bro. No wonder he was taking his time.
Yeah.
I would have been like, man, I just need a break, man. He's just like,
that's what the vision meant. Remember when they were in the thing at Craster's and he saw the tree and then he held up his hand and his hand was on fire?
Yep.
The fireballs, yeah.
They go in there and they was talking to some old nigga in the tree, like, I don't know, I didn't catch his name. It was like Tree Rollins.
Was he levitating? How the fuck was he just in the tree like that?
Yeah, maybe his name was like Richard Roundtree or something. But he was in there, and he was like, I can feel everything, and not everyone through the tree, and I'm going to show you about the tree. And I was like, cool, I guess we'll get to that next year.
Yeah.
He's like, by the way, low-key, the shadiest line of the show was when Brand was like, so I'm going to be able to walk again? He was like, no.
No.
I'm like, damn, man. Mm-mm. Have a little bedside manner. He said that shit like, nigga, what? No, of course not. That's crazy. What do you think? Just because skeletons can come to life and I can talk through a tree and we're the children that were here before the first men and, you know, there's magic and visions. You think you're going to be able to walk? That's stupid. But you will fly.
And I was like, so why is that all them skeletons up under the tree that far? Up under the tree root. Like, where they was at, it was a whole lot of skeleton bones. And I was like, I don't know if I would trust too much of what he says. Mm-hmm. Like, is he going to try to eat them later? What is going on?
Yeah, that's a good
point. Did you guys watch True Detective?
Yes, yep. I did.
Wasn't it like the end of that? Like, mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I would have gone in there. Yeah.
Yeah. You needed, like, maybe Matthew McConaughey would have went in there. trying to solve the case.
Yep. Yeah. Nah, I'd have been like, let's just wait them skeletons out. We're going to keep moving. Like, we seen the tree. It's cool. It got a nice glow out here. It's growing flowers in wintertime. You know, winter coming. But now let's go back to my brother.
But they cut back to Podrick. And Brienne, mm-hmm. It looked like they got horse jacked. Because
Podrick didn't know how to put the brakes on the car.
He really is only good for dick, man.
Did you not have a funny cop moment like he the stupid cop in the buddy cop movie?
Yeah,
we rolled the windows up.
We've been having that for a while, but it's just this like underlying theme is when unless it's dick or knowing what house what flag goes with or some shit like. He's kind of useless.
Or pouring a drink.
Yeah, pouring a drink. Yeah. But
taking off armor.
Brian don't drink a lot.
And she said that you really are only good for one thing.
Yeah. And so then Arya.
That nigga is useless.
They heard Arya up there practicing and shit. Like, you know, she wake up every morning, do 1,500 shots, get some free throws in.
That's a little bit yoga.
Run some wind sprints. Yeah, she was doing her morning exercise.
She ready to tell her husband, you wasn't with me at the gym.
And so Brienne finds her first, and Arya's like, people! And Hound's like, what? She was like, you can shit later. It's people coming. And
man can't even get his morning constitutional.
And Podrick woke up and was like, oh, that's Arya Stark. It's Arya Stark or whatever.
No.
Arya starts asking questions first.
Yes.
Because she was like, a woman with a sword and armor? That's what I want to be. And it was like if, you know, a girl that plays ball at the Y met somebody in the WNBA. She was like, how you swing that? So she asked her how she learned to fight. Apparently, her daddy taught her. She was like, yeah, my dad wouldn't teach me. He was tripping.
Mm-hmm. The name of her sword.
Hell, that was a cute little sword you got too.
Yeah, it's called Oath. What was it? Oathkeeper. And yeah, and then she was like, "My shit is named Needle." She was like, "Oh, that's a cute little name for a sword too, little woman warrior."
And, little Xena warrior princess.
Yes. And I think that's when the Hound came, and yep. he was mad because he had to pinch a loaf and get his pants up. Yeah. He was like, you know, like, what's up? And Podrick came through and was like, oh, shit, the Hound. Well, that means that's Arya Stark.
Yeah, because he was looking like, I know that steel.
Yeah. And she was like, well, Arya, I made a promise to your mother to protect her. And I now want to protect you. And she was like, my mama dead? She's like, yeah, but she made me promise. I made an oath and... she made me promise. She was like, well, why didn't you protect her then? She dead. She was like, well, because she told me to send Jaime Lannister back to King's Landing. And the Hound was like, yeah, that's Lannister armor you got on too. And she was like, he was like, so you getting paid to kill me basically, but bounty from the Lannisters. She was like, nope. I just want to protect Arya. This ain't got shit to do with you. And he was like, I don't believe you. You trying to take my bounty from me. And also, you stupid. She was like, I can get her to safety. It's like, there's no safety, you dumb bitch. And I was like, see, this is the problem with the hound. You don't know how to talk to people.
Nigga woman.
Yeah. You can easily be alive, but you worry about someone stepping on your brand new white J's in the club. You went to the club in the first place. Stay your ass at home if you want your shoes to be clean. So he was talking all mean to her and calling her bitch and all this different stuff. And, she was like, look, dog, I think you're being a little bit hasty. And he stepped towards her, and she pulled her sword out a little bit.
No, he asked her what size shoes was she wearing. Like, basically saying, what kind of sword is that? Valerian steel? I always wanted me some Valerian steel.
Yeah. He was
he was eyeing her sword. Like, this is my sword now.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to kill you and take your sword. Probably could have fit that armor too. She did.
Yeah, they're about the same height. And it was so funny though, because once they started fighting, Podrick was running around like the Cleveland Brown receivers. He didn't know which way to go, what to do. He was like, God damn, should I go to the left? What's my route?
Yeah, it was crazy though, because the hound still wasn't fucking her up like that bear was. Like, at least she had armor and a sword this time.
Oh, you see the look on Arya's face when they started fighting though? Yeah. She had, that little girl got a bloodlust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was like, I don't know you, and I don't give a shit about him, so this will be interesting.
I'm just gonna watch the fight.
Yeah, that was the moment when I realized that she truly didn't have an allegiance to the hound, because they had kind of been building it up like maybe there was a reciprocal relationship there.
Right.
And maybe Arya did have some sort of like, you know, daughter father feelings or something, you know, like towards him, like, oh, he's protecting me, and I'm, you know, because honestly, once they got to Liza's crib and Liza was dead, even with her laughing and shit, that could have been the end of it. Like, what else is he gonna do? Mm-hmm. Can't get any money for her.
We all we got.
Yeah. And she still went with him and was like, appeared to be, you know, somewhat content with the situation.
And I think Arya is smarter than people give her credit.
Hold up. That's impossible. Everybody gives her all the credit for being
I mean, the hound, for the fact that with their relationship after that, it was really no use. And she was like, well, I'm going to hang around and get all I can out of you.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to kill you. That's why I said they underestimate her intelligence. Yeah,
well, she told him, I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thought that she never took him off that list.
Yeah. She said it every night in his face.
Yeah.
In your face, nigga. Yeah.
He thought that shit was cute. So yeah, then, you know, just like every comic book where they make the two superheroes fight at the beginning, two of my favorite people was fighting, man. The Hound and Brienne, man.
Yeah, and I was
who are you guys rooting for?
I was honestly, man, I was rooting for them to both tire it out and then come to some understanding. Because I really like both of those characters. And I didn't want the Hound to win over Brienne if it was going to come down to it, like, you have to pick one. But at that moment, I was hoping they could find another resolution where they could team up, because that whole crew would have been a beast, man.
You wanted Arya to break in and be like, stop fighting over me.
Yeah.
I love you both, Mom and Dad.
any resolution where they all lived and kind of went on an adventure together would have been dope. Because they make a good-ass team. And I would have liked to see Brienne and the Hound arguing over bullshit all the time.
Yeah, because they'd have been fussing the whole time.
Yeah, they would not have gotten along. So they were fighting and shit, man. And it got brutal as fuck.
Yes, it did.
And she hit, like, a fucking 6-hit combo on his ass. that knocked him off that cliff. Like, she got savage. She bit his ear off. Then when he got up and like punched her a couple times and shit, she hit this nigga with like 6 face punches, dog. And they were so good. Oh, she just went berserker barrage because she was just yelling. And he tripped off that side of that cliff. And I was like, I guess Arya on her own again.
Yeah. And then was turned around looking at Podrick, knowing Podrick done dropped the ball. Was like, Podrick, where is she? I don't know. I was following you. I was like, what the fuck were you going to do other than look, boy?
I was like, I thought you might need some help. She was looking like, help doing what?
He was like, all your job was to do was to watch her. Watch the ball.
The most you're going to do is clean their armor after I'm dead, because there's no way you beating the hound. You know what I mean?
Like, you can't even keep the horses together, son.
Yeah, watch the girl, stupid.
Arya might would have tried to kill him.
Yeah,
man.
Arya would have killed him.
She'd have sliced him up.
Nita would have been all up in his sternum.
It's good that he didn't find her.
Little poke holes all on his neck and face and shit.
So they went looking for her and shit, and Arya was chilling up on the hill like a ninja.
Right, because she done learned. I think with her being a little girl, the whole time, her whole journey has been people underestimating her. Like, literally her whole time from the whole thing, she had to go undercover as a little boy, all that stuff. And people just, oh, she's a cute little harmless little girl. But I think that she's learned a lot. She's very intelligent. And I think next season, she going to fuck some people up.
Yeah. But you know, they finish the fight. They go looking for Arya. Arya waits them out, and then she climbs down to where the hound ended up crawling up under some rock, kind of. And he dropped some Robin Harris stand-up material talking about, big bitch saved you. It's like, God, he don't know how to talk to people, man.
He really don't.
No chill, him.
Dude can never let anything go, man.
Yeah, talking about a woman kid, man. I know you like that shit, girl, didn't you?
And at that moment, I thought to myself, the hound is still on the list, so if you want to kill him.
She never got near him because he never wiped his ass from when he was taking his morning constitution. And she was like, you still smell like shit, though. Like, yeah. I'm not going to get too close.
So she was like, it was funny, though, because, like, he tried to talk her into killing him by talking about all the crazy shit he could have done but didn't. Mm-hmm. He's talking about he could have raped Sansa and shit, but she don't really like Sansa that much anyway.
He should have talked shit about family that she actually care about.
Right, yeah. He should have said something about Ned or something. But
right.
But the thing was, like, I thought she might do it, like, you know, mercy killing a pet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, how symbolic that his name is the hound and dog. And
Was,
you know, it's going to be like the Red Fern. She just going to go up and have to put him down and start crying. She got real close to him, and then she took his money and was like, fuck you, nigga, I'm out.
You gonna die anyway.
Yeah, she didn't kill him at all.
She left enough for the vultures, man.
Yeah, dog, like, he was sitting there with, like, a bone sticking out of his leg. Like, he was dead.
But does that mean he might survive? Because, like you say...
How?
Like you say, how is the...
Like, somebody...
How is the mouse still alive?
I mean, nobody know death. I feel you. I'm just saying, looking at that situation, I was like, how? Because he even said, unless there's a meister behind that rock, I'm dead. And then he was like, what I wouldn't do for some wine right now, and she tried to give him some water, he's like, fuck water. I was like, you impolite motherfucker. That's why you're not going to get mercy killed.
Mm-mm. Do you want to know something kind of cool? Mm-hmm. It's not spoilery.
Mm, go ahead.
It was what I think they did was really cool for people who've read the books is the whole bite wound was basically a red herring because then the books, he got nicked. They had that fight that they had earlier, except the guy like stabbed him. And the same thing, he wouldn't let her treat it with fire because, you know, he don't gets down with fire like that. Mm. And this whole thing with Brienne and this meetup, that never happened in the books. So this was like TV porn for us last night.
Oh, that's dope, man. So I guess in the book, he must have died from the nick or whatever.
It got infected. Yeah. From then on, the conversation was basically the same where he was just like, you know, put me, you know, you remember where the heart is and all that. And she wouldn't do it. Same thing as she walked away. Yeah. So people who read the books, I like that the show fucks with people who read the books. So that it teaches us we don't know everything. Cause all fucking season, I was like, that bite wound is going to kill him. It's going to be so great. And it wasn't even the bite wound.
It's one of the reasons I really like The Walking Dead.
Yes,
I know a lot
too.
Of people are hard on it, but I actually really like it. All right, let me wrap this joint up. So, note to the wise, big bitches really hate being called big bitches.
Yes, even if it's a fact, don't say it to them.
But I love my big girls.
Next time you try to run up on a woman and you about to fight her, you might not want to call her big bitch, and then you get killed by a woman. He said, I like what he said, killed by a woman. I bet you like that.
Yes.
The Hound did some Daniel Tosh open mic set to end his life. Arya got the cold-bloodedness that you need, took his money, dipped. Jamie came and freed the imp.
Right.
And I was like, this is just a trick.
I thought it was going to lead him out to death.
Cause like earlier, man, he had like made up with Cersei and like had pledged that he don't care and all this shit. And I was like, So is he gonna go back and double cross Cersei after all that? Cause it seemed like he finally didn't care, but I guess he really at the end of the day couldn't let his brother die innocent, you know, couldn't let his innocent brother die on some bullshit. So he freed him.
The other thing too, it showed he don't care nothing about that pussy. He love it. Him, but it just shows he love his brother more. He just like fucking her, man. That's it.
So hard.
Yeah, I don't think it's that, man. I think he loves him equally.
Yeah, I do
like,
too.
I really do. I just think he couldn't let his brother die for some shit like that, man.
Especially when he was like, I know you just nigga didn't do it.
Yeah, he didn't do it. Like that. Like I think if he really thought he did it, he would have let him die. But he knows he didn't, and he knows Cersei is just being petty, man. And all those conversations they had in the dungeon and shit, man, like that's his dog. He can't let him die like that, man.
And I like that he kissed him. I don't know why. That just he actually kissed him.
It did something for you.
Well, not like that.
That brotherly love.
Grow up, Justin.
What? I'm talking about how it brought her to the emotional point, just like it did when the hound died. I'm just saying.
Just grow up.
You guys are making it more than what it really
is.
Try
to be mature. I was like, damn, they let him escape. They brought him to the door where he was supposed to knock a certain way, and then Varys is going to open up and take him. And he got to that door, to the stairway, and he was like, let me make one more quick, quick stop.
I thought he was going to die. I was like, this nigga going to die fucking around the house. Get the fuck out of there.
That's what I thought too, because Martin likes to do that shit. Yeah. Where he'll be like, and they almost made it, but guess what, nigga, they didn't. Did die.
I was like, what is he going to get? Like, what is, because at first I thought maybe he was going back to his old room or something. Like, what, did he leave something in the room he wanted?
Well, I kept thinking like he should get a weapon. Because I was like, just in case you open that door and it's like Varys sitting there like, aha, nigga, like you might be able to stab him and run or something. But like he went back to Tywin Lannister's bedroom and These Hoes Ain't Loyal started playing. And Shay was sleeping in the bed and she was like, and I said, as soon as I saw her arm, I said, I bet it's Shay. Tyrion was walking in there. And she was like, oh, my lion. I was like, oh, that's what you used to call him. Oh, you traitorous bitch.
Oh, he really did love her. So that shit hurt.
Oh, my God. He looked so hurt, man. And he hopped in that bed, man.
He loved her.
She grabbed like a letter opener or some shit. She was trying to kill his ass. And he was like, he jumped on top and started choking her with his little hands and shit.
No disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect. And then he managed to strangle her with her own necklace.
Yep, this is why.
Wasn't it the necklace he gave her, though?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was the necklace he gave her.
Yep, this is why I wear necklaces when I sleep.
I knew his daddy liked them hoes, man.
Yeah.
I knew it.
That hypocritical asshole. All that shit he talked about, him fucking with these prostitutes, and how it's bringing shame to the family, and this nigga here fucking his prostitute. I said, God damn this man.
It made me wonder how long had he been fucking her.
I told y'all I remember everybody thought she left.
Yep, that's the thing. Even as a book reader, I can tell you, I have no idea. And that's the most interesting thing. I find it funny that when Bronn went to him and said he couldn't be his champion, I can't believe Tyrion didn't at least say, I thought you said her ass got on that ship.
Right.
Like, nobody's talking about it. So I'm really curious to see how it comes out, like how this all played out. Was she with Tywin from the beginning? Was it, I don't know.
Yeah. I do want to know now, because, she won't be telling.
But, okay.
So much for her dream of being a housewife, trying to go from a hoe to being a housewife.
Yeah.
Because she got all choked up when she saw Tyrion.
Oh, you almost had it. She was almost ill.
Yep. But apparently Tyrion still has a stranglehold on her.
Yeah, he does.
What, man?
I'm going to let it go.
Anyway, man. So, he choked her and then, he went and got the crossbow off the wall, got him a reload bow, thing and two bolts and, went to the bathroom. His dad was in there taking a shit and, Tywin was like, oh, this nigga.
Like, who set you free?
All the people.
Like, your brother, know his ass did this shit.
Wasn't it so crazy too? Because you know that was, wasn't that Joffrey's crossbow?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he used to kill hoes.
And it's ironic, you know, he put that in his room. He went and got that crossbow and saved it like a memory of his grandson.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
As cold-blooded as he is, he saved him a memento.
Probably was sleeping in Joffrey's room.
That's the torture chamber?
Who knows? No. But he caught Tywin on the toilet playing Angry Birds. And, Tywin, man, this is another gotta learn how to talk to people moment.
Yes.
You know, part of me started wondering if Jamie maybe knew this would happen, but I don't think so.
No. It's gonna be, I think everybody's gonna be shocked when they find out.
Yeah.
Next season.
So then, his dad was like, oh man, what's up, dog? It's crazy you made it up here, man. Now why don't we go in the other room and talk about this thing? He was like, you fucking my woman though?
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Mm-hmm. And he said, you fucking my woman, dog? And he was like, oh man, that hoe? You worry about this over a bitch, man? Huh? He was like, I love that bitch. Now stop calling her that. He's like, oh man, fuck these bitches, man. It's family over everything. He said, I murdered her with my own hands.
He was hurt. And,
with his little feelings.
I think that's disrespect.
No disrespect.
Yeah, I think that's about the time that he noticed that, this nigga had a big ass crossbow. Cause like it made this dragon sound. And, he had already done told him twice about that whore shit. And he called her a whore one more time. I said, this nigga wanna die. He was like, right, you ain't gonna do shit. You and the little whore. And he said, oh, bolt number one, poof, right into your chest.
And right then, that's when I realized, that's right. He not used to ever having to bite his tongue at no moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at no moment in life has he ever bit his tongue.
Well, he thought he was going to be able to, like, big dick swagger his way out of that shit.
Yeah.
But he was such a hypocrite and caught in such a most vulnerable moment. And was like, oh, I'm just going to arrogance my way out of this shit.
I like it because it felt like it slipped out of his mouth, though. Like, he said, don't call her a whore. And that was the first time. And then he kept talking. I think he said something like, let's go back to my chambers and talk about this, like, civilized. And he said, she's in there. I can't go back there. And he goes, you're afraid of a dead whore? I don't even think the word whore was out of his mouth good before that bolt was in his gut.
I think the sound of the whore was the crossbow.
Yeah.
It was like the scene in Life. He was like, talk about my data one more time.
Mm-hmm.
When Mark was by Eddie Watch, he was like, talk about my data one more time. Just let clock come out your mouth. Anything.
It's like Harlem Nights, I'll shoot your pinky toe and then nobody believe him.
Man, you gotta. Mm-hmm. He just never at any point in life ever had to check his attitude with anybody. And this was an eye opener. Like, he killed his mama and his daddy.
And it was a chest opener. Yeah, it was basically Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Wasn't it though?
Then he hit it, how many arrows he hit it with? Two, three? Hit it with
two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
I guess Tywin had the bolt. But that's why you never cross your son. Tyrion really put the bolt in toilet bowl.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Karen. That's why I call it royal flush. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a pretty shitty way to go out, man. Crappy's Father's Day. He went ahead and killed him, and then he finally knocked on the door, and Varys is like, the fuck did you do?
Yes, he had blood all over him.
And he put him in a crate on the ship, headed to Braavos. Varys went to go back to where he was doing, and this is why I love Varys' character so much, because he's so goddamn smart. That nigga heard that bell. He's like, oh, is that the Tywin is dead bell? Well, I might as well hop on this ship too.
Yeah, it's like me and you going to the same location soon.
He didn't even pack a go bag.
Nope.
He sat his ass on top of that box and said, well, we leaving together.
Yep.
He's like, I will get clothes and a toothbrush when I get there.
Yes. Yep. You know what? They always have them at the airport.
Hey, man, it was hilarious too when Tyrion was climbing in that crate too, man.
You think, like, it's the same crate that Varys had the warlock who cut off his dick?
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah.
It was hilarious, man. That crate, when he used that same crate when he was talking shit to the Two Fingers that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it's that same crate for everything. But it was so funny how they had him climbing in that crate, man. I just couldn't help but look at him and laugh. No disrespect, but it was hilarious. Like, he threw a little bag of food in there, like a little diaper bag for a baby. It was hilarious.
So they finally left, man, and that was then they cut to Arya, and Arya was trying to get a ride to Braavos. I think first she wanted to go to. Did she want to go home?
She tried to go to the mountain. I mean, not the
north.
Yeah, she wanted to go with John.
Castle Black, yeah. Mm-hmm. And dude was like, man, I'm not even going to Castle Black. It's like, shit, I'm done my captain and I'm going back home. She's like, I clean the ship and shit. He's like, nigga, no, I'm going home. And she was like, word? Well, here's this coin and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, oh, shit, I'm from Braavos, so I got to do what you say.
No, I want you to say it, Rod. Valar Morghulis.
Valar Morghulis.
There you go. So she all was, men must die.
So he was like, all right, then, I guess.
Did you get the good cabin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he said, go ahead and give her a cabin. Go to Braavos.
She should have asked for her coin back.
Yeah, should have, man.
I'm going to need this later. Yeah. I'm just showing you I got it on one of y'all.
Yeah.
But isn't he taking her where the Viper is from?
Where is the Viper from? No, that's not where the Viper from.
That's not.
He's taking her where that dude that looked like Zartan is from, the faceless dude.
I was thinking that was where the Viper was from, though.
No, he's from Dorne.
He's from the sun place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From where the sand is, cuz.
Where it's hot.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's taking her to Braavos, and,
what's his name got the money? Sorry.
Stannis got the money, him and Davos. So yeah, it'll be cool to see that because I think also that's where Tywin and Varys are headed. So like, you know, a few people will be over there. We get to see more of that next season.
She gonna learn how to kill too if she catch up with the other dude.
I think she gonna catch up with Faceless cuz.
Right. She gonna
to kill more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, cause dude told her like if you like the thing is in the preview they show he didn't just say use this coin for a favor. He said if you ever want to see me again, use this coin and tell someone what was it again? Valar Morghulis.
Valar Morghulis.
All right, Valar Morghulis, and it would be like that, you know, you can come find me and shit. And I was like, okay, so maybe she's trying to catch up with him and learn more about killing people because she pretty much been on the biggest killing internship the whole show. Like she just go from one person to another. Like, so how you kill people?
Mm-hmm. She just got one more year.
Yeah, this shit is basically Arya Begins.
You know?
Like she's basically about to go to Ra's al Ghul next.
It's on her LinkedIn.
This is the thing, though, man. And this would make me not like the show, but I love it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now with questions, how long is she going to live? Because they keep killing off all my favorite characters. When they killed Joffrey, I was sad for a moment. You know what I mean?
Because you love to hate him.
Right.
Well, look, I already told y'all niggas not to get attached to nobody. That's all y'all fault.
I can't help it.
I can't even relate to y'all.
She got a vagina, I'm attached.
I can't relate.
Stop catching feelings.
Yeah. I can't relate to anybody. Like, anybody die, just be like, that makes sense. Because everybody has done at least 17 things that should lead to their death. Everybody.
That's right, but it don't mean you can't be hurt, because I'm still hurt about the Freaky Prince. I don't care what nobody say. R.I.P., son.
Wasn't even hurt with the Freaky Prince. That's when I knew I had conquered the show, dog. When he died and I didn't feel nothing, I was like, I'm about to do these jokes. Everybody's like, no, Rod, it's too soon. I was like, fuck it. He was going to die. They all dead to me. Nope. What's the Hound's favorite study aid? Cliff's Notes. he was my favorite character last season, but this season he really fell off.
With Tyrion and Arya, I ride for both of them, so. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be sad if anything happens to him.
All right, man. We got some emails about this shit, so we should probably get to those. Although I do want to say, man, and I don't want any, you know, spoilers, Nina, so you don't have to answer this, but what are you guys looking forward to next season, Karen?
I'm looking forward to Arya and her ninja adventures. Okay. I'm looking forward to Bran and the Adventures of Podrick to see what's going to happen with that. Because when she got on that boat, I was like, y'all niggas are searching for nothing now because she is gone. So that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm looking what's going to happen to King's Landing once they find out the king is dead. And how is Cersei going to...
What up? The king isn't dead.
I mean, not the king, but...
Tywin's dead.
Tywin's dead. Yeah. And how Cersei's going to respond to it, and if Jaime's going to tell her that he set his brother free, and if he does, how she's going
to
respond
Cersei
to it.
Cersei get what she want now. She don't have to marry.
Let me see.
Yeah, I think Queen Cersei's going to be a beast, because she'll be back to what she was. She control her youngest son. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with her and Margaery.
Yeah.
Because now she might try to be like, fuck that whole alliance, which would be a mistake because that's where the money still comes from. Mm-hmm. But Cersei doesn't have a head for all that shit. Like, before her father showed up, it was really Cersei that led King's Landing to an epic fail. And then her father saved the day. But it was her through the control of her, quote unquote, control of Joffrey. And her overprotectiveness of him and all this shit, not listening to any advice. Her pettiness was about to get King's Landing wiped off the fucking map. So I wouldn't be surprised if they head back to that. Not to mention when she finds out that somehow Tyrion escaped.
She gonna be hot.
Yeah, and considering considering that Jaime is the one who got him out, like somebody gonna talk. So I feel like that there's a lot of intrigue there. Plus I think they're gonna do something with the mountain that's gonna make him like her physical threat. You know what I mean? So that she's not so easy to just take out. Like it'll be like, oh, you gotta fuck with her, you gotta fuck with the mountain, so don't do it, you know?
Right. And also, I wanna see about Littlefinger
and Sansa.
Yeah, Littlefinger and Mini Beyonce.
They gonna face Brienne.
I told you she's now Sansa Fierce.
My bad. I am Sansa Fierce.
Yeah, she's no longer Beyonce.
They're going to have to face Brienne because Brienne, she said it was only 10 miles away. Mm-hmm. So that's where Brienne headed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, to where her sister is.
Yep. So
yeah, and she's going to be like, you going to go with me.
And she's going to be like, nope, I ain't going either.
Right.
I don't know you either. You want me to go back to them? No.
She was like, look, I'm sexy. I'm free.
I think a poignant question was asked by the Hound. Where is the safety that Brienne's talking about? Mm-hmm. I just don't know. True. Where are you going to take her? You know? I don't know what she does. Even if she finds Sansa, where does she go? You know? Justin, you?
I want to see, obviously, you know, Arya and Tyrion. I can't wait for them to kill the Mother of Dragons. And I want them to kill the Red Witch.
Melisandre.
Yep. And you know what? I'm all about Reek and his master now. Yeah. Like, I'm all about them dudes. Like, I'm ready for him to start terrorizing shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do like Ramsay Bolton as a character. Because he adds a lot of, he has a lot of intrigue to the story because everybody can't be good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he kind of has a story arc that, you know, you can sort of sympathize with as far as him being a bastard and wanting to prove himself, mm-hmm. but he's also evil as fuck. So, you know, I think him and Theon, aka Reek, is going to be a storyline that is compelling to me at least. I saw a write up that said, oh, they kill off too many characters and the ones they leave are not interesting. And I'm like, have you been watching the show? Cause he's like, a lot of these people were done. They had been themselves. Like, they had reached a peak where they were basically doing the same thing over and over every episode.
Yeah.
As for certain characters. And then you kill them off. Like, what had Tywin done that wasn't Tywin shit? You know what I mean? Like, that character was pretty much had run its course. You know, no offense. Same thing with the Hound. I love the Hound, but there was no new direction they could take the Hound, really. It made sense to get rid of him. He was becoming like a known, you know, and I think this show thrives off of unknowns.
Yeah, even Cersei said, I'm tired of hearing your fucking stories about you knowing and winning everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with that. We done with that.
I want to see what's up with them dragons and the Khaleesi, man, because she can't control them dragons, dog.
She can't control her kingdoms, man.
They're going to be mad she set them down there in that cave, man.
Oh, they're going to be hot.
So, I can't wait to see what the fuck happens with that, because she's on a low end over her head. And Tywin struck a huge blow getting rid of half of her council, getting Jorah out of there.
The smart one.
Yeah, because Jorah was the one that, yeah, he was smart and he could think about things from both angles. And Ser Barristan is not like that. Like, he's a very, I'm honor bound, I'm duty driven, but a lot of that shit doesn't make a good strategist. Like, yeah. it just, It just makes you a dude that has a code, but that's it.
And he's still mad. He's still mad and want to get back at the Lannister. So he's still petty right now.
Yeah. Well, Nina, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say Jorah actually, the good thing about him is that he would push back.
Right.
Whereas Barrison is just so happy to be there that if he, you know, disagrees with her or tries to give advice she doesn't want to hear, the first time she shuts it down, he shuts up. Yep. Jorah will, you know, give a little pushback, which is what she needs. Somebody is not just going to, you know, yes ma'am her to death and let her do things that are wrong. Yep. Just because they're so happy to be there, you know?
And he would drop jewels on her. Like, I've seen successful and unsuccessful kingdoms. The successful kingdoms kind of did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's get into these emails. Dim Thrones, Unsullied. This is from JC. This is driving me crazy. The Unsullied, like Grey Worm and his brothers, were castrated. By definition, castration is neutering a male animal by removing the testicles. Grey Worm has a dick, 4 exclamation points. No balls, but yes, a dick, 3 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Varys has nothing. Remember when he was describing the event to Tyrion? He said he was cut root and stem. Love the podcast. Thanks, JC. JC, take some of them exclamations and bass out your voice. You, right up there. You need to have some fucking respect. But second of all, cool, man. I know some people are really into balls and testicles. And if that's your thing and you want to call it right up the show, you could be our balls and testicles guy, from now on, JC.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You are now the official balls and the testicle man of the Black Guy with Tips podcast. So, we appreciate your correction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we would never want, you know, to sully the unsullied. Okay. And I'm sure it won't be weird having sex with a man with no balls. Yeah, that's very not weird at all. Can you even get hard with no balls? Like, how does that work? That
biological? How do you bust a nut? Because don't your balls push the sperm out?
When do you know
it's over? You gotta ask JC.
Right. JC, can you write in and let us know? As an official man with no balls, can you let us know when is sex over? When do you know? Is it like lesbian sex? You just stop when you get tired and the camera stop rolling? What?
Although his woman, I guess, would love that.
Depends.
She can just be like, okay, are we done now? I'm tired.
Are they scissoring? I mean, is it getting hard? We don't know. We need them to write in.
He gonna provide that fellatio though, dog. All she want.
Miss Crystal Wright said, ahem, ahem, Them Thrones, Orange is the New Black, mashup epiphany. I don't watch Orange is the New Black yet, so. But I'm sure people that do will get a kick out of this. Sansa Stark equals Piper Chapman. One in the same, cut from the same cloth. Binge watched Orange is the New Black season 2, and I'm still on my 48-hour no sleep high. So pardon me if this is some fake deep TV junkie talk, but you know I'm right. Hugs and kisses, Miss Crystal. Namaste, ahem. Sansa Stark and Piper Chapman. I don't know if that's right or not. I don't watch either.
I don't watch that.
Okay. Nina says it's fair. Yeah, so. She's watched them all.
Okay.
Terrence writes in Dim Thrones. Hey, y'all, it's your boy, Tayrell713. That episode was everything. Story, technically, directorially, visually, and anything else you want to throw in there. But something that came to me when we got a refresher, apparently they told us this season one, but 2010 is so far away. That is, Blind Master Aemon is a Targaryen, and in his time with the lady, he spoke of making a bastard. Does that leave the possibility of another Targaryen besides Khaleesi with a claim to the Iron Throne? Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it? You know, I know Randolph had this long theory about that shit, so maybe that's what it is. That doesn't seem like throwaway to me. Another thing that Giant Hook, the fuck, he's talking about the hook of the wall, I guess it's for last episode. I see why the wall has never fallen now. Thanks to the Them Thrones recaps, can't believe we only have one more to go. Live to spit the real. Thanks, Tayrell. Malik T says, Them Thrones, I made it somewhat long. Sorry, I just crammed it all in at once, LOL. No problem with that. Just use some spaces between your paragraphs. What's up, Them Thrones crew? Love the show. I just wanted to say that I honestly enjoyed this episode. A full-out war with a bunch of thieves versus crazy-ass cannibals. Okay, so this is last week. Quick question. Why was Samwell, fat dude, like we wouldn't know, barking orders to the crows like that? That was just weird. Well, you know what? Samwell has killed a White Walker. And Samwell had a reason to live. He wanted to see if he could finally get some. So,
and he had his first kiss.
Yeah, he was on a high. He
under
was,
distress, but it was the first kiss.
And plus, niggas was asking questions.
He was trying to get back to that good loving.
Yeah, dude was like, so should I use the crossbow to hit him? He's like, yes, nigga, damn. Oh, John's girl speech to the wildlings was gangster. It felt like Denzel from Training Day. By the way, she was dodging arrows and shit like it was bullet time. She had some nice kills. Also, the way John decided to go down there and handle some business was also epic. Plus, his wolf is just too raw. Personally, I think if all the crows had the fighting experience like Jon Snow, then none of them wouldn't have had any problems fighting against wildlings. John was a beast before he got to the wall. Like,
right.
That nigga been training since training was training. So.
Yeah, he was being trained by his father.
Yeah.
And what's his name? The guy who's Theon cut his head off with the braided white beard.
Yeah. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Back up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he been training forever, dog. So he a beast. Mm-hmm. I believe that John is like Jack from Jack and Daxter, and he will never die. Y'all believe that shit if y'all want. Are y'all watching the same show as me? Anyone can get it. Y'all keep coming up with these theories about who's safe if y'all want to. That motherfucker somewhere right now writing a book like, now I'm gonna kill everybody. Nuclear bomb.
I didn't think John was gonna make it out of this episode. Yeah.
He'll be like, and then a dragon raped John for no reason. For no reason.
Dragons
don't even like the cold. When he was fighting that big dude, I knew he wasn't gonna die. But when he saw his girl though, that chemistry was there. But then she gets shot and John looks at the kid. The kid looks at John like, you're welcome, nigga. Hey. Crows before hoes. John decided to talk to the leader, and I know I have a feeling that he might die. Sorry this is long. Looking forward to the review. Have a nice day. By the way, Black and Oreo Productions for the win. Liz writes in, Them Thrones Season 4 feedback. People keep saying that nobody's safe on Game of Thrones, but I don't know if that's actually true. If you go back to Season 1, Tyrion had a great quote. I have a tender spot for cripples, bastards, and broken things. I think that was a little hint from GRRM about who's going to survive. Is your favorite character a cripple, bastard, or mentally, physically broken in some way? If so, they have a chance. Yeah, like the Hound. He was physically fucked up. You know who else was kind of fucked up? Joffrey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was kind of fucked up.
I think this applies to everybody.
Yeah, I just think anyone can get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she do make a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think she's catching feelings like you, Justin. She doesn't want to believe.
Y'all believe that shit. One of these times they're going to kill Peter Dinklage and y'all all going to be crying Tuesday.
I will. I might quit watching the show. Yeah. I'll still watch it, but I'm just going to be angry the whole time while I'm watching it.
It's like the car curse on Survivor, where the contestants that win the car never win the whole thing.
Until they gotta pay them taxes.
Yeah, if GRRM feels like you've been tortured enough, he'll let you live. Really? Okay.
He'll put you out your misery.
Because Ned got the fuck tortured out of him. You know? Yep. Not to mention all their. Like, that's the thing. Like, all these niggas that's dead had compelling reasons to be alive.
Yep, Ned, you especially.
Yeah, Rob was a good dude. Like, that was his problem. He was too good a dude. You know what I mean?
He died at a wedding.
Yeah. They killed his pregnant wife.
And his mama in his face.
Right. She was a widow. She was mentally broken. Anybody who had a happy childhood is fair game. Ned, Khal Drogo, Rob, Kat, Oberyn. None of these cats were CBBT. Crippled. Bastard, mentally, physically broken.
I can't wait to see the other bastard, though.
Just a theory. I would be interested to hear your thoughts. Yeah, Dornish girl. Yeah, I don't subscribe to any of that. All these niggas can die. I'm not.
Anybody can go at any time.
Not attached to any of them. Nope. Not for
me. Can you do me a favor, though? If they ever kill Tyrion, can you please invite me back for that? Because I want to hear Justin cry.
Okay. I might actually cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Real tears.
P.S. It cracks me up every time Justin talks about breast milk.
What?
What does that even have to do with this show? Oh, no, I did talk about the auntie. That's right.
Thanks, Justin. I honestly don't know why people like think breast milk is so gross.
Oh, Lord, you agreeing with this fool.
What is happening?
There's more people that think like me than not. They just don't say it.
Unlike sperm, it's a bodily fluid that is actually meant for human consumption. Do you think a lactating woman should go with sexual boob without sexual boob contact for the 9 months or a year or whatever she's breastfeeding? The breasts do what they want. If they decide to leak, it's just going to happen. Well, thank you, Liz.
Oh, Lord.
I need an adult.
We got there because an old girl had a boy sucking on her breast for 15 years.
Y'all still going to roll with the... Y'all still think her theory is real smart, though?
Now, Nina, you said you've had two children.
I breastfed my son till he was 3.
I'm just saying. You saying that...
But how long did you breastfeed your husband? Because that's right. What the fuck Justin's talking about.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, no.
I was beating around the bush.
No.
He never tried it. Yeah. That's what you said.
No.
You think he don't? You think he's never tried it. I bet ask him, he'd be like, yeah, I tasted it when you had it sitting in the refrigerator.
Yeah, he probably waited till she, like, went to the gym.
Yep, he tasted it.
And then he took one of her bras and rang it out, like, through a strainer.
And I'm married to a white boy, but he ain't that freaky.
Nah, he tasted it. I guarantee you, he tasted one of them bottles you had in the refrigerator.
Yeah, he took a hit.
He tasted
he'll
it.
He'll take it to his grave. He took a hit.
He tasted it.
Yeah. I know.
But don't look, the thing is, don't judge him. He tasted it. It just brought him closer to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like now you know he not going anywhere. You don't have to ever worry about after 30 years of being together that he gonna divorce you or have one of these chicks like Steviano running around. Y'all closer together now.
I just want to remind everybody that 5 minutes ago y'all was like, you know what? I agree with Justin's theory. Justin had a good theory about who will live, and now y'all on this. This is what y'all got enabling him.
Listen, once I was right about Tywin and them and having them hookers in his bedroom. I mean, it's hard to argue and say I might be right. You just don't know.
I got to move on. Episode 719. Hey, y'all. I just wanted to chime in and commiserate with your anger at the book readers who like to spoil them thrones for the non-book readers. I was obsessed with them thrones after the first few episodes of season 1 and read every article and review I could find about the show. Like a dummy, I read the comments on one of the articles. By the way, you want me to not click on something? Tell me it's about them thrones.
I know. Nope, I don't click on it. I don't open it.
Check out my review. Some woman was sending me stuff like Monday, like, emotional abuse is what really killed Tywin Lannister. I was like, I'm not clicking this shit. You know what spoilers are gonna have? I'll be reading this shit and be like, and that's why Jaime wins the whole thing. I'm like, fuck you.
He definitely need better friends.
Yeah. Like a dummy, I read the comments on one of the articles. I read the articles on one of the articles and had Ned's fate spoiled for me. Though I was still able to enjoy the rest of the season, including that episode, I still wish I had the chance to be utterly shocked when Ned was executed. That's the thing, man.
Yep. I like.
I was talking to somebody. I was like, yo, man. Game of Thrones is in contender for like the best, one of the best TV shows of all time. Mm-hmm. And they was like, oh, nah, I don't agree. I was like, it's better than Breaking Bad to me. And they was like, oh, it's not that good to me. And then some of the things they do that's different from the book. And I said, well, see, that's your fucking fault. I don't know. You didn't know. There was no book for Breaking Bad. So you couldn't know what was going to happen. Right. So you could have some genuine shock and surprise. Well, I have that.
Me too.
Just don't ruin it for me. Despite being upset about being spoiled, I went on to read all of the books before season 2 began. I make sure never to spoil people, even when I once had a coworker beg me to tell her certain character's fate. It sucks that people who purposely want to ruin someone's, that people would purposely want to ruin someone's entertainment. I enjoy hearing non-book readers' theories, speculations, and seeing their reactions to all the twists and turns. One of my favorite parts about them Thrones recasts is hearing how close to or how far off the mark your thoughts and predictions are about various characters and storylines. So this ended up being a long way of saying hashtag not all book readers, LOL. Well, yeah, I still think the vast majority of book readers are cool.
Yes, they are.
You know, I think there's a few people that act like reading is some special skill that
nobody else can do.
Yeah, they only teach the upper class. Like, we all could go read these books, guys. We don't want to.
Yep. I enjoy someone taking the time to actually make TV shows out of it.
Yeah, like, I might even read them after the show's off, but I definitely won't be reading them during. I don't want to be spoiled. So this ended up being a long way. Yeah. Well, keep up the great work. Much love to y'all. Take care, D. P.S. Just to be on the safe side, you should definitely emphasize no spoiler to future guests on Them Thrones. Well, we will. And Herman finally writes in from 04 Soldier. Them Thrones, not a spoiler, I promise. That's the title.
Like, you can click on this, son. This one's safe. On
the left. Everybody scared. I was scared.
They, you know what? They should be. Tired of people getting too comfortable and shit. I'll fucking rip someone's spine out over this shit. This is crazy. And people need to rein it in a little bit. You know?
I would be like Tywin and pretend like I didn't know. I didn't hear it.
I'm up to date on The Walking Dead. You know what I'll never talk about? The Walking Dead.
I don't spoil it for nobody.
Yeah. Like, when people be like, oh, man, I'm reading The Walking Dead comic, I don't be like, well, guess what, nigga? Like, no.
Nobody.
You'll get there, then we'll discuss.
That, yeah, whenever I come to somebody, I'm like, where are you? That's the first question. And wherever they are, we'll talk from that point forward. I don't spoil it because I know if I'm doing something, the last thing you want somebody to do is just blurt it out. And you're like, well, fuck, what's the point of watching it then?
You know what every comic book fan knew? Who the Winter Soldier was.
Right.
And you all got to go see the fucking movie without us running around talking about, it's Bucky! So calm down, man. You can do it too, guys. On the last episode of Them Thrones, that bald-headed guy who hid like a coward with Gilly in the freezer, his name is Jano Slent. In season 2, he was formerly the leader of the Lannister's private security detail, the Gold Cloaks. When Tyrion found out that he was too close to Cersei and may have had something to do with King Aerys' death, he had him seized and banished to the wall. Just a little tidbit for the show. All right. Cool, man.
Cool.
And he was also the one that slit that baby's throat.
Oh, man.
In the whorehouse. Remember when they were killing all Robert's bastards?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's Jano Slent.
What an asshole.
He in the hiding.